The efforts of a group of water enthusiasts have slowly gathered momentum along Lake Michigan's shores, especially on good wave days.
Surfrider Foundation Milwaukee, a chapter of a national group, calls itself a coalition of surf-centric environmentalists. They'll hold their third annual Surf at Water at Atwater Beach in Shorewood tomorrow. It's a day-long event, beginning with a sunrise paddle and ending with a surf film festival that starts at sunset.
WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz met Surfrider chairman Eric Gitson just above the beach on a recent early morning. They were also joined by a recent surfing convert. Tammy Bockhorst is an educator and serves on Shorewood's Village Board, and she explains how she was swept into the local surfing movement.
I was approached by Eric and Ken, who are local surfers. A couple years ago, they had this idea of bringing a festival to Shorewood to celebrate the Great Lakes, bring attention to surfing on the Great Lakes. So we chatted, and that's when I became aware that people were surfing here in the Great Lakes. So I thought it was a great idea, and they brought the event to town, and this year will be, this August 22nd will be the third annual. And ever since that, they've been trying to get me to go out and surf, and I've been interested, and schedules didn't really coordinate until recently, and that's the short story.
So you went out first here?
I did. So I paddled out one morning, and we paddled out to the weather station. Is that what it's called?
Cool.
So it was...
How far out is that, do you think?
It's about half a mile out.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
How'd it feel, as you remember?
It felt great. It was quite a workout. It was about 5 in the morning, so it was beautiful. The water was placid. The temperature was great. We were wearing wetsuits, rather thick ones, even though it was mid-June. So it felt wonderful and free just to be out on the water. And it's also very interesting because you can kind of make a community rather quickly with other people. So there were about 4 of us paddling out, one friend who came out in a kayak, and another who was on a standout paddleboard. And after that, I was, even though there were no waves, I could tell this is exactly what I want to do.
Really? That feeling of freedom and that feeling of being on the water, with the water?
Well, there is all of that, and also the community aspect that I mentioned, but I have, a tendency to participate in high adrenaline activities.
Such as,
trail running, sports. I've done the polar plunge, marathons. Uh-huh. So when you can get into the flow zone and do something it was just paddling out, but you need balance. So I could tell that not only did I enjoy that aspect, but the high adrenaline dopamine production that comes from eventually surfing was coming as well.
So you're hooked.
I'm hooked. In a good way. In a great way. Yes.
You hear Tammy's perspective on what happened to her when she got in the water. And I think especially for a local representative to understand that the boundaries of her community extend into this lake, I think that's really important. And we knew Tammy would be into it and she would have fun. But it's important if you're representing a community like Shorewood, which is really unique and really special. I think it's important for everyone to understand what a great resource this is. When I look out on a morning like this and I see a fingerprint on the water, and I know what the lake is saying today. And I think everyone should have that experience to come down and read the water every morning and enjoy it. And we have this group of people doing yoga right now, sort of honoring the space.
So what is the lake telling you today? Get in the water?
Yes. Yeah. We've been kind of wave-starved this summer, and today you can just see those lines coming in, how well-organized they are, and it's not huge, but certainly rideable waves. The lake is calling me. Yeah. Yeah. As soon as I got here,
so
I was like,
on
I got to get
so
out there.
So get on that water.
Yeah.
So this really is I shouldn't say all-consuming, but it's a consuming passion.
It is
passion.
A theme. It's a definite theme in my life is water. You know, I grew up here. I grew up on this beach. I almost died when I was 2. A wave took me out. And maybe ever since then, I've had this passion to be a part of it. You know, now I know how to stay alive in water, and it sustains me. And all of ours. I mean, what I've been saying this year is that this is 20% of the world's fresh water, the surface fresh water on our planet. 20% of it is right here. In the coming years, that will become more and more important. Even if you never go to the beach, that's going to become an important factor in our lives in Milwaukee, that we are sitting on the edge of the most valuable resource on the planet. Let's enjoy it, let's love it, so that we have no problem making decisions to keep it clean, so that we have no problem handing it on to the next generation, passing it on so that they can do the same thing.
In terms of the advocacy that you talked about, love the lake and then take care of it, has the group, as a group, acted?
Yeah, so we've conducted several beach cleanups in the last year or so. I mean, a beach cleanup is great, but it only does so much. So what we want to do next is we want to initiate at least two new modes of activism. And one is legislative. For example, there are questions emerging right now about beach access. And we want to talk to people who know, people like Tammy, attorneys who understand the law really well. Because just like I was saying before, I think as people realize how important this is, that zone between water and land has the potential to become very contentious. We want to get people together, primarily surfers, but also kayakers and even fisher people who are interested in water access, and have someone who really knows the law tell them how to stay on the right side of the law when it comes to that. Another avenue we're thinking of following is providing rain gardens for people to improve water quality in the area. So we would do some rain garden education, and then if we could muster the crew, we would design and then create rain gardens for people in the neighborhood. You know, that's kind of a tall
order. Waves aren't good.
Exactly, when the waves aren't good. We would have to stipulate that in the contract. We don't work on days like this.
We're committed, but not on these days.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So those are two branches. And the fact is, there are a lot of organizations in Milwaukee, environmental organizations focused on water. We just want to, you know, have a seat at the table. And we bring, a unique perspective and certainly a lot of passion for the lake.
Something that Eric mentioned before, Shorewood, our boundaries exist. On the west, we have the river, and the east, the lake. And I have spent a lot of time, you know, on the lakeside and in the lake prior to surfing, and also trail running on the river and taking people to the river who've lived in Shorewood for quite some time and have said to me, I've never been down here. I've never been this close. I've never been on the trails. That was basically what I was dying to say, is just how great it is to get people to be in the water or to look at it from maybe a different perspective than to be able to appreciate and want to be an advocate for clean water and help promote it to their friends, families, neighbors, so on.
Eric Gitson chairs the Shorewood High School's English department and the Surfrider Milwaukee Foundation. Tammy Bockhorst teaches Spanish at MATC. She serves on Shorewood's Village Board, and she is a relative newcomer to the local surfing scene. They both spoke with Susan Bentz.
Surf Atwater starts for early risers tomorrow at sunrise at Atwater Beach.